Drog tipped the wink to Boorab, who had the Jolly Dibbons choir ready with a song. Giving Egbert a swift warning glance, Boorab tapped his baton against the upturned wheelbarrow and started them off on the background harmony.
Rumby diddly dumby diddly dumdy diddly dum.
The hare pointed an ear at his soloist. Broggle stepped to the front and sang out beautifully into the lantern-lit orchard.
Ladies dear, oh how we thank you for this evening's wondrous feast. Every Dibbon, every elder, from the greatest to the least. We can say with poor on heart that your efforts did you proud. So in tribute to your art, let us sing with joy aloud. Ladies dear, oh how we thank you, and in truth we always will. Knowing that your gracious beauty is in keeping with your skill.
Amid the applause, formal Brawl pounded Broggle's back.
Curtly done, young master. He don't be a stammering when he's singing, tis he marvel.
The young squirrel flicked his bushy tail triumphantly.
No, ma'am, and I don't stammer when I speak anymore, as you can see. Completely cured, thanks to my good friend Mr. Boorab. I sang the words in my mind as I spoke them at first, but now I don't even have to do that anymore. I just speak as I like, and out it comes without a stammer or a stumble or a trip. Talk is the simplest thing on earth. Would you like to hear me recite the alphabet, forward, backwards or sideways, as you please? 'Tis quite simple. Listen.
Broggle was forestalled by Boorab's thrusting a honeyed hazelnut slice into his mouth. The hare pulled Brawl to one side.
Confounded young bounder found his voice earlier this evening, and now I can't shut him up. Lack a day, he's babbling like a belly brook. There's no stopping him. Wonder if I did the right thing giving him my special lessons, what?
Brawl poured the hare a tankard of strawberry fizz.
Nay, sir, you can't teach a young broggler to stammer again. As an all have to put up with it.
Broggle buttonholed mirror and forlorn. He had decided to practice his newfound speech powers on any beast who would listen.
Aha! A very pleasant evening to you both. What a magnificent and sumptuous feast. Or as my friend Mr. Boorab would say, super scoff what? Sumptuous. Now there's a word I could never say when I stammered. But now it's sumptuous, superior, superlative, splendid. What a splendid word splendid is. Just like the food you made for us this smashing summer evening in our abbey's awesome orchard. It's all too splendiferous for words, ladies.
Fillon put a paw round Broggle's shoulder and laughed.
It certainly is, young squirrel, and all the better for hearing you speak properly for the first time. Congratulations.
Easy for your mum to say.
Friar Bob muttered to Mira out of the corner of his mouth.
She doesn't have a bed space near Broggle in the kitchen larder. I'm going to kip down on the abbey roof if he starts talking in his sleep. What are you laughing at, missy? It's not funny, you know.